niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe oula, leka ilima, tuo hivina niillä.
Aloha and welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here, and as always, I'm joined here in the studio by Vicky Holt-Takamine. Good morning, Vicky.
Aloha kakahiaka kako.
And of course, kaone panoke.
Aloha kakahiaka kako to all of our wonderful ohana on each of the neighbor islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, Molokai, and of course, Oahu.
Nakai e Walu airs statewide on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning, 8 till 10 a.m. It's made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And somehow, every time we set out on this journey, we come to understand it better. Vicky, tell us a little about Nakai e Walu, the eight seas. We think about that image now.
Right. Nakai e Walu, we look at the ocean as something that unites all of the islands, that brings our islands together. And while some people think about the channels between the islands as dividing us up, we look at it as something that unites us all together. So Nakai e Walu was chosen as the name for this program because we want to unite all of our islands. Not that we all think and in the same way and are on the same page, but we want to kind of unite us in aloha, in our spirit.
Even Kauai.
Even Kauai. Especially Kauai.
Being able to bring those ideas to the table. Missed you last week, Vicky. You were in Chiapas, Mexico.
Yeah, I had to go on a little trip to Chiapas. It's in San Cristobal, up in the hills. A beautiful, small, little community of Mayan people, indigenous people of the Mayan community. Got to visit a wonderful group of women. They're called Foma. That are actresses, and they do plays about social justice issues.
And they've just managed to create their own Indigenous Women's Cultural Center with a theater. And
they have a small theater, performing arts center, research center, and they work with Indigenous women, teaching them how to, you know, to expand their textile and market and, you know, helping them with their everyday needs. So the Mayan women and the community is dealing a lot with substance abuse and alcohol and domestic violence issues. So the women have been, this is where the heart of the Zapatista uprisings happened as well, you know.
Is there one idea that you can bring back to us in Hawaii from that experience?
For me, it was the power that the women have when they join together for to unify and bring awareness to the larger issues of domestic violence against women.
Thank you so much. Terrific. For bringing word of it back to us here across the ocean.
I'm
in
hoping
Hawaii
to bring them over, actually, to tell their story.
Oh, we'd love to hear it. Yeah. Right here.
Now you can email and tell them listen to us every Saturday morning over the computer, the website, right?
Oh, that's right. All right. Hawaiian Issues, great Hawaiian music every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
For this occasion.
Aloha, this is Vicky Holt Takamine. Today on Nukai Evalu, we'll be discussing the Queen Liliuokalani Trust. And here with us is Leilani Collins. Aloha.
Aloha kakahiaka.
Leilani, please tell us where you are from and a little bit about what we'll be discussing this morning.
Well, I'm from Waiawa, but I work in Waianae. And I live in the best of both possible worlds because I live in a place that I love and I work in a place that I love. And I work for an agency that I love, for Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. And today we will be discussing a little bit background, the beginning of the trust, how the trust fulfills its mission, what sustains the trust, and the different units that are throughout Hawaii and the different programs that we have throughout the state.
Real quickly, can you tell me the difference between the Queen Liliuokalani Trust and Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center?
Well, Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center is funded by the trust. The center is what carries out the mission, but the trust is what develops the lands and makes the money for us to carry out the Queen's mission.
And how is the trust funded?
Well, of course, we're a land-based trust. So the trust is funded by the properties that we have. We have several properties in Waikiki that includes the land under the J.W. Marriott Hotel, the Prince Kuhio, the Pacific Beach Hotel, Foster Towers, and then, of course, we have Keahu Olu in Kona. And right now, the trust is in the middle of creating and developing that land there in order to secure a future for the trust. And then, of course, we have some investments, a portfolio that so that we can become a bit more diversified.
And these were all lands that belonged to Queen Liliuokalani?
Correct. These are her lands.
And if you recall that one of those properties was Foster Towers, and about 2 years ago, for 2.5 years, we were involved in the struggle to protect those lands because they wanted to come in and do condemnation, and it took 2.5 years of lobbying, which Liliuokalani Coalition was really a major part of that effort along with other Native Hawaiian organizations. So today we're happy to be able to say that the trust is well protected by these lands and that it continues to provide the mea'ai for our children.
For our future generations.
Right. We'll find out more about the great work of the Queen Liliuokalani Trust in just a minute here. We've got Hawaiian style band, Hui Ohana, coming up. And if you hear anything during the program that piques your interest, if you'd like to share your thoughts with us, email the show, nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Christ, come on the one and me. Oh my goodness, who provide? Now that you are in my arms, Eulala, Eho, darling, Pili, Mame, oh, well, wrap your arms around my waist, come on the one and me. Now that you are in my arms, Eulala, Eho, darling, Pili, Mame, Oe, darling, Pili, Mame, Oe, darling, Pili, Mame,
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Listening to Nakai Evalu statewide on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, and our very special guest, Leilani Collins with the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. Leilani, could you tell us what the mission of the trust is?
Well, the mission of our agency is derived from the Queen's Deed of Trust. And the mission states, all the property of the trust estate, both principal and income, shall be used by the trustees for the benefit of orphan children in the Hawaiian Islands, preference given to Hawaiian children of pure or part Aboriginal blood.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in the next break to discuss how the trust was organized and some of its great works here in the Hawaiian Islands. You're listening to Hawaiian music and discussion on Native Hawaiian issues here on Nakai Evalu, connecting all the islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibraTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player, yeah.
A little friendly competition never hurt anybody. Unless that anybody happens to be the person you're covering.
Bring the pain!
Hands, no. Blazing speed, no. Unresolved anger after being cut from the football team 17 years ago? Big time.
I still have issues.
When it comes to two-hand touch, you leave it all out on the field. Your blood, your sweat, your dignity.
Dignity is overrated.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, backyard bruiser. The way you play the game will always leave us in stitches.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Play.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. We've got Ledward Ka'apana waiting to play music for us. Noe Tanigawa here.
And Vicky Holt Takamine.
And Kaho'ne Panoke.
Today on Nakai Evalu, we're going to be discussing the Queen Liliuokalani Trust and also the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. And we have a really special guest here with us, Leilani Collins.
Aloha kako.
Aloha, Auntie Leilani. It's so nice to have you here on our show.
She's a unit manager of the Waianae unit of the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center.
And she has also been involved with Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center for a number of years. How many years, Auntie?
Oh, since 1989, when I was a practicum student, and then 1991, I was hired as a full-time worker at the Waianae unit.
And you've remained there all these years.
Oh, I wouldn't go anywhere else. This is my passion.
Great.
So we wanted to talk about, you know, how the trust was started, Queen Liliuokalani Trust.
Well, it was in December 2nd, 1909, that Queen Liliuokalani executed a deed of trust. And with this deed, she established the legal and financial foundation for an institution that was dedicated to the welfare of orphan Hawaiian children. And then in 1911, this was amended, and it was amended to include destitute children. There were three trustees named at the time in 1909, and the three were Curtis Yokea, Archibald Cleghorn, and William O. Smith.
And today our trustees are?
Today our trustees are Thomas Kolukukui Jr., Patrick Yim, and Dr. Clara Sam.
Now, Dr. Sam formerly was the president and executive director of Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then she recently got appointed to
When Colonel Peters retired, then Dr. Clara Sam was appointed as trustee.
Can you just characterize the work of the trust right now overall?
Well, we have 9 units throughout the islands. We have units on every island except for Ni'ihau and Kahu'olawe, of course. But the work is done in 3 methods, 3 modes. We call it the 3 umeke. And one is the individual casework, where we work with destitute or orphan Hawaiian children to help their families go through their difficult times. And then we have our group services. And these group services can include bereavement groups. They can include leadership groups, internship type of programs that we have, and then we have our community building services where we try to reach out to a broader number of children and actually try to change systems within our community to help better benefit our children.
Thank you so much. Leilani Collins, our special guest this morning. She's the unit manager of the Waianae unit of the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center, and we'll find more about their great work coming up here on Nakai Evalu. If you ever hear anything that piques your interest, you want to learn more, or want to respond in some way, send us your thoughts. Email the show at nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. More great Hawaiian music and discussion coming up here. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
PWC, Public Works, down Pearl Harbor. mama was tight. My papa was tight. My papa died when I was 10, I think. I was 10 years old. But every once in a while, he'd come back, you know, for that trip. Just like a couple of weeks ago, I was sleeping at my place. And then my mama and Auntie Mina came. If he had them, he would still be here. I still believe that if he called me, he'd be alive. Because he died of a broken heart, bro.
You're listening to Nākai e Balu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Oh, my Luna.
Kaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holtakamine, Kahoune Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with Leilani Collins, our special guest today from the Queen Ili'uokalani Children's Center.
Aloha, Leilani. We wanted to talk about the program specifically that you're working with at the Queen Ili'uokalani Children's Center. And one of my most fondest memories is of Malia Craver and the work that she brings to your organization.
Well, Auntie Malia is, of course, the core of our spirit. She has been with us for a long time, and at one time she even retired, but yet she came back again. And she is our official kupuna. She's the one that when we have cultural questions or questions about the heart and soul, she's the one that we go to. And before we do major things, we go and seek her advice, not only myself, but the other units, and also people outside of the Queen Lili'uokalani Children's Center family. She's so respected by all. Right now, she's been coming out to Waianae, and she's been conducting ho'oponopono classes for community. And in that effort, so that family members can be able to work with their own family and help to solve and manage their own family's pilikia. She's a woman who just keeps on giving her heart and soul, and her aloha extends to all people. She also has written many Olean songs for us. She's written several songs for, well, several Oli for each unit. So we each have our own special unit Oli to honor our queen, and Oli Kahea, Oli Komo, that Auntie was a very, very strong advocate in getting us back to Oli.
I think that's what's so important about her, is she gets back to traditional cultural practice. And one of the things that is unique about Queen Lili'uokalani Children's Center is that they've always been able to practice their cultural, their native Hawaiian cultural practice as part of their unit. Malia brings that, Auntie Malia brings that to the unit, and she has been responsible for really working with each of the unit managers and their staff on developing ho'oponopono and teaching them those skills that are, she, I think, is the master of ho'oponopono.
And we'll get more into this discussion as well as take a look at some of the programs being offered by the Queen Lili'uokalani Trust. You're listening to Great Hawaiian Music and discussion on Native Hawaiian issues here on Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, the lonesome feeling comes through my door, and the whole world turns blue. The roundabout bar across the railroad tracks, I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone. I think I'm losing. And I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. And if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. And watch your broken dreams dance sitting out of the beams of a neon moon.
I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadow of this smoke you. And no telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my whole heart. And she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's lights from a neon moon. And if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. And watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holt Takamini, and of course, Kahone Panoke.
Yes, and Auntie Leilani Collins will be talking to us about the various financial services that are available with preference to Native Hawaiians, such as during the bereavement process. That was something that I just learned recently that the Children's Center offers, which I think is very, very good for our Native Hawaiian families, and also some of the other programs that all of the units participate in, with group services and individual services. So it'll be exciting.
And if you hear something during this program you want to respond to or you need to find out more about, email us, nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. It's all coming up, more great Hawaiian music and discussion here on Native Hawaiian Issues. It's Nakai Evalu, the 8 C's connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Take a
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa, Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine here today with Leilani Collins from the Queenie Li'uokalani Children's Center. Thank you so much for being here, Leilani.
Mahalo.
So, Auntie Leilani, are you able to discuss with us some of the programs that are going on now at the Queenie Li'uokalani Children's Center? And does each unit have their own programs, or are there like statewide programs that each unit participates in?
Well, we do have our what we call the three umeke, which is the number one is the casework that we do. And this is for those children and families who have lost a parent, or the parent may have a terminal illness, or the child may have a terminal illness. Or there might be legal status issues. Maybe the parents left the child with grandma and grandpa and took off somewhere, and the grandparent has no legal status. Can it even, you know, sign papers, take them to the doctor, those kind of things. So those are our priorities. And in those cases, we do counseling. We help the families cope with the loss. We also have financial services to help the families get over these hard times, because oftentimes when the father who was the breadwinner might pass away, and suddenly the family has lost its income and they'll be homeless if nobody steps in. You know, the rent is due, there's no income, and most of our families do live week to week.
So you're really acting as a social worker. What's the difference between, you know, your organization and what the state offers?
Well, I think with us, we don't have all the rules and the proof of incomes and all those regulations that the state needs to impose, or that they do their requirements.
And you're really there to service the Native Hawaiian community.
Yes, we are.
With preference.
Preference to Native Hawaiians, yes.
Native, Kalahui, Hawaii. But I think it's really important, because there are so many, so much red tape that you have to go through to even get resources. By the time you get it, it's too late. You know, the bereavement process for children that are orphaned, and to have to go through the state social services while there's time. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that it just takes a lot of time and red tape to go through that. And yet we deal with it because there's a need right there, an immediate need for the family, and that we can respond to that.
Yes, we, you know, because we don't receive federal or state funds, and all of our funding comes from the trust lands and the investments, we have that capability to basically take care of our families when the need arises and take care of them in a timely way. They don't have to wait 1 month for things to kick in.
So if a family is in need, how do they find you?
Great question. We will continue with this discussion here on Hawaiian issues. Thank you so much for spending Saturday morning with us here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
tropic nights and your wonderful charms hover in my memories. As I recall when I held you in my arms, an angel sweet.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Oh,
Aloha and welcome back to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa, kaho'one panoke, Fiki Hotakamine.
Aloha, and we're here with Leilani Collins, who is the unit manager from the Waiana unit of the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. And my last question was, you know, how then, if we need help or to find out more about your services, how can we get a hold of you?
I think the best way would be to call the administrative office that's located on Holona Street in Honolulu, and their number is 847-1302, and they can direct you, depending on where you live, to the appropriate unit.
So if you don't know where Holona Street is, if you're just getting off the H1 freeway on off the half-tailing exit, that's Holona Street on your way to the Bishop Museum. It's right there, right on the right-hand side.
Or go down Vineyard, going north, down Vineyard, and you'll pass it.
And the telephone number again is 847-1302. Perfect.
You were going to tell us about the two other programs Liliuokalani Trust sponsors.
I think you used the term umeke a couple of times, and umeke means a calabash. People put things in boxes. Hawaiians put things in calabash to kind of organize the work that we do, you know, our shelves. So the umeke we're talking about is the group.
The second umeke would be our group services, and that can include such as ko'olau pokos, hui ka ko'o, which is a grief group for families, and they meet twice a month, and it's a safe, nurturing place for families to come and start their healing process. Over there, the children and the parents are separated to their own activities and then brought back together again at the end of the evening. We also have grandparents groups. I do believe Ko'olau Poko has a grandparents group in their area. At Waianae, we also have a grandparents group because we find that so many of our grandparents are raising their grandchildren and they need that support. Grandparents, it's their time to relax, kick back, enjoy life. And they are enjoying life, but it's just that it's a little bit harder to chase after small children when you're a bit older. And so this is a way to connect grandparents together so they can support each other and find out what resources are there. We also have several internship programs. In Waianae, we work with the Ihilani Hotel, and the Honolulu unit works with the JW Marriott Waikiki, and Maui unit works with the JW Marriott Hotel there. And we have a program that helps to train interns, but our number one thing, it's not that we want them to work in the hotel. We just want our children to see that there's a different set of thinking, and also we want them to still retain their cultural identity and, in fact, build on it, because that's a priority for all the interns that enter this program. The first week of training, cultural identity. The first thing we do is, who's your family? So it's looking at who's your grandparents, looking at genealogy, because many of our kids, they're not aware of that. And so this is where we start with these type of programs. Although it's an intern program, we start with the culture base first and build upon that. But the JW Marriott has been a wonderful, wonderful partner in these programs. And our kids, our opio, they don't go over there to clean toilets. They go over there to learn from the managers. They learn from the best chefs. They learn in the spa. And the spa is the best place because the opio need to experience all of the different things at the spa. That's one of our most famous places. They're at the front desk, so they learn how to speak.
So we can tell that this is a community pulling together for the sake of the whole community.
For the betterment of our Hawaiian children, yes.
Thank you so much. Leilani Collins, our special guest today. She is a unit manager out in the Waianae unit with the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. This is Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting the Hawaiian Islands here. Darlene Ahuna, Raiatea Helm, Pure Heart ahead on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha.
Kai Evalu, Saturday mornings on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa Kaone Panoke and Vicky Holt Takamine with our special guest today, Leilani Collins from the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center.
So, Leilani, you have a statewide program that brings together taro farmers and the youth to learn about taro farming and discuss issues related to the growing and raising of taro. What's the name of that program?
It's called Oni Pa'a Nahui Kalo, and it came out of the Windward Unit. They bring together, the last meeting they had, over 200 taro farmers attended, and they talk about issues that are important to them, and they bring together youth to kokua and learn about the lo'i and to actually go clear land and work in the lo'i.
There's a lot to do out there, and we've got a lot to get to still this morning, all right? A new group to introduce you to, Manoa Voices, and some choice music still to play. So stay with us. Saturday mornings, it's Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep. Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
You packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain with in the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and I will I find comfort, 'cause God knows that you left me just when I needed you most. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most. Now every morning I stare out the window and I think about just where you might be. I've written you letters that I like to send. If you send one to me, now I need you more than I need you before, and I will I find comfort, 'cause God knows that you left me just when I needed you.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holt, Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, Leilani Collins from the Queen Liliuokalani Children's Center. And we've been talking about Queen Liliuokalani's legacy here in the islands. And there's a celebration coming up.
Well, we want to thank Leilani for coming, because we chose Liliuokalani Children's Center because this is the anniversary of her birthday. September 2nd was her birthday just a few days ago. We're going to have this great celebration for her in honor of Queen Liliuokalani, and Kahoone Panoke has been working on this for the last few months. He can tell us more about the celebration in honor of Queen Liliuokalani.
Mahalo. It's going to be at Iolani Palace from 9 to 5 tomorrow.
What is going to be at Iolani Palace?
Onipa'a, birthday celebration honoring Queen Liliuokalani's 170th birthday.
And why did you call it Onipa'a?
Because that's her motto.
I'm so glad you informed everybody. And what does Onipa'a mean?
Steadfast.
That's
righteous.
Correct.
And it's going to be a great day of bringing really the Lahui and the families together. on Iolani Palace grounds.
All day long.
All day long, starting at 9 a.m. and ending at 5. And we have continuous entertainment featuring various halau and also Nahoku Hanohano winners, such as Hoku Zudemeister, Jerry Santos, and Kaukahi.
I think the really, really special part of this
is
the ecumenical service that happens at 12 noon.
Right. And that's wonderful. We have Kahu Van Kulin, who's heading that up. And Nola Nahulu is the coordinator for the choral music that will be presented during this one-hour non-denominational church service.
What's the singing? Well, we're celebrating Lili'u, but Nola's chorus is going to be doing some of Lili'u Okalani's arrangements and her compositions. Terrific. So that's noontime.
Noontime. And then, of course, like every Hawaiian event, we have shave ice and we have food booths available for people. And we want to also advise them that parking is available for free at Kauaiha'u Plaza, provided by Kamehameha Schools. And for, I think, $3 for the entire day, they can park in Ali'i Place, which is right around the corner. So on a Sunday, you can always find parking. So just come down, bring your families, bring your lauhala mats, and just come and enjoy the whole day. And it'll be a day of being able to meet with each other, seek educational information from the various Native Hawaiian organizations that will be there, like Bishop Museum and the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs and many others. And there even the Prince Kuhio Federal Credit Union is going to be there to take membership.
Onipa'a.
Onipa'a. So come and be with us.
Looking forward to that. Will you be there, you think, Leilani?
I sure plan on it.
Thank you so much for coming in today and spending your Saturday morning with us here on Nakai Evalu, finding out about events around town, about organizations that dig down deep into the community. And coming up, we'll talk with Justin from a new music group called Manoa Voices here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mine.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Valu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, and we're joined now at the end of today's program by Justin Kaupu from Manoa Voices.
Hello.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for stopping by with your CD.
Oh, no problem. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, good to see you.
Likewise.
Now that you've graduated.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens to music majors who graduate, Justin?
Oh, in my case, I decided to go into the public school system to teach, and so I now teach at Kapolei High School. Other people, like Chadwick Pang, our ukulele player, has decided to continue on with his master's and finally his doctorate. So he's finally starting his doctorate program now.
Yeah, so he's not here today. This is Chad Pang, who helped to organize this group. So let's see how you folks got organized.
Well, first off, it's actually through your hula classes. Chad,
yeah, I kind of ring these people in. Oh, you get talent. Come play for my class.
She does. She probably went up to Chad. Oh, Chad, I need some ukulele or some music for my class. So here, put together a group. And he did. He started calling together a few people. And so originally I was a guitar player. And we had another bass player, and Chad was the ukulele player along with one other person. And so we started singing, and then it was me, Chad, Rosanna Perch, and Momina Koga, also in the group.
They were playing for the hula classes, but also Chad teaches an ensemble class at the University of Hawaii.
Yeah, so he started teaching an ensemble class, and
Justin
I joined in.
Justin was a student.
And after that class, he decided to pull in a group of students, too, and he got us really psyched up for this this contest, this unamplified Hawaiian music contest that none of us had ever heard about, but he was like, wow, this is a really prestigious thing to be a part of, yeah? And so this contest is called Kahimaniana. It just happened last Saturday, August 30th.
In August. Nolana annually in August.
Incredible.
Every
Sing
August.
Sing Fest.
And so we started preparing the May before the contest, and that means we had about 3 months to prepare, and normally the group submissions are due in like late April, but the person organizing it allowed us to come in a little bit later because she had played with Chad a little bit. She had much faith in him, and we thank her for it because it pulled together a group of 5 students, one of which we had never met before, Sophronia Smith, who's from New Zealand, and our voices, after a while, just kind of melded together. And after about a month hiatus, after everyone was going out for the summer, we came back in and put together all of the two songs that we performed, Aloha No and Enanie, at Kahimeni Ana. And we had a week before we went back in to compete. And so we went in competing. Comes to the end of the competition, and they announced the first place winners. I'm looking over there going, oh, okay, we're the first runner-up. That's kind of cool. Yay! Little did I realize that, no, they did not have a grand prize. They had only first place. I was surprised. I was surprised. I see Flickman.
McDermott.
Flickman.
Walking up to you ready to give you a contract.
I know. I was so shocked just looking at him. Wait, what? Really? That's kind of cool. And then even better, to have it be a group from UH and to show that UH does produce Hawaiian music. It's not all about Western training, but you can use all of those skills to make Hawaiian music. That was probably the kind of the biggest thing for us to realize.
Great.
Yeah, and
so
all
Manoa voices were born, and it's been recognized at Kahimeniana, which is acoustical instrument. So you have to play an instrument; it has to be acoustical, and then vocal.
Yeah, let's hear
and
something.
Then,
well, actually, we have one of our numbers from last year, and one that we previewed also this year at Kahimeniana, in Nanie, and basically it's saying, "A beautiful, come."
How's it?
That kind of thing, yeah.
In Nanie. He said it. Manoa voices for you on Nakai Ebalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani e, a o ni au ya o e, e ka umea e ni Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa with you alongside Vicky Holt-Takamine. Thank you so much, Vicky. Of course, Kaho'one Panoke. Thank you, Kaho'one. And Leilani Collins, thank you for stepping here into the studio with us to represent the Lili'uo Kalani Children's Center. Manoa Voices, they sent Justin by. Thank you all for being with us this morning. Nakai Evalu airs statewide on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai.
Mahalo, everyone, for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week, Saturday.
See you next week here on Nakai Evalu, connecting all the islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance. How about Hammock's superior value?
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hammock's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a hammock out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hammock, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said hammock, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be hammock?
Well, I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at hammock.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hammock, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my Halpia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's Halpia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.